Good afternoon. Thank you so much for calling our South Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
My name is James Weckesser.
Hi, James. How are you today?
Good. Are you a technical person?
I can be. I can be quite technical, actually.
Okay. And you said your name is CJ?
Yes, yes, it is.
Okay. So, I'm in Rhinebeck.
Mm-hmm.
And where are you?
Well, we're located in Kingston.
Okay. Are you in Kingston?
Yes.
Okay.
We have our headquarters there.
Okay. So, my nephew works for you guys. Do you know Tom Weckesser?
No, I don't. Not personally, anyways, because I think customer service is a little bit separate.
Okay. Well, he's working on the lines, you know, getting
doing
the fiber.
Drops?
Yeah, doing the fiber in the roads. He's the boss of those guys laying the fiber out.
Yes.
You follow me?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So, anyway, that has nothing to do with what I'm calling you for. I have this company called Ring Planet.
Okay.
I own. Are you familiar with that name?
I know the company Ring, but I haven't seen Ring Planet yet. I think it sounds familiar, though. I've seen the name.
No, Ring has nothing to do with it, I don't think.
Yeah.
So anyway, we only had Frontier here forever. Okay, so now I'm going to get the fiber as soon as Tommy can get me set up with it. You know, it's on my road. I was one of the first roads where it came through. But I have a house in the back that has to get cut through my yard to go to that house, and it's a little bit more involved. But so I've been waiting, you know, for him to get all this stuff done. And he, you know, other people come first, and he's going to get me when he can, which is soon because I got it all flagged out. But,
okay.
So we had Frontier. I own a business. It's called ASAP Fuel Delivery.
Oh, and that I at least know. I see you guys pass my house all the time.
Okay.
Actually,
so
I've been thinking about switching to you guys, to be honest.
Well, you should. We meet or beat anybody's price.
That's awesome, because right now I've got daily.
Okay. Let's see. To get back to what I'm going to say is I got a call from somebody saying that, well, first of all, Frontier is being bought out by Verizon. Are you aware of that?
Yes, that I'm aware.
Okay, so I have this guy, and my nephew Tommy worked for Frontier for 33 years and then left them to go to work for Archtop. Now, I know another guy that Tommy worked with for years with Frontier, and I talked to him about this. These people telling me that they're changing out my phone system, and they're from Ring Planet, and I told them that I'm going to fiber as soon as I get fiber, and of course Verizon is going to have fiber also, but they don't have it here yet.
Mm-hmm.
So he
gets the same thing with Optimum.
Yeah, he tells me that if I don't, and I, you know, I talked to Todd, the guy that works for Frontier. He said, I don't know anything about it. Sounds like a scam to me. And so he said, I would just wait. You know, I wouldn't do anything. So this guy, I called a manager from Frontier to get to the bottom of it. And so I get a call back from a guy who says he's from Frontier, and he tells me that if I don't make these changes, they sent me a wireless router and wireless telephones for my office.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, if I didn't change over to them, I was going to lose my number, which I've had for ever, 40 or 50 years.
Yeah.
So that's anyway,
pretty nerve-wracking to hear, I'm sure.
Yeah. So plus with the business, you know.
Yeah, with it being on every single truck, and absolutely, because that'd be a huge change.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, I got no other choice. And I said to the guy, I was even getting a little snotty with him on the phone, and I said, how do I know you're from Frontier? I said, you know,
absolutely.
Show me your badge. Show me something. He says, well, look at your phone, you know, and it says, you know, Debbie, my receptionist looks at it, and she said, yeah, it does say Frontier. But they tell me anybody could put that on their phone.
Yeah, absolutely.
And make it say that. Well, anyway, I tell the guy, okay. I said, I can't lose my number. And so go ahead and do whatever you got to do. So now we've got the new phones. We had to buy very expensive wireless headsets because they didn't come with the phone. And now they're having in the office all kinds of problems. The headsets work 1 minute, the next minute they don't work. But I told Todd, who works for Frontier, I said, this is all, and he wanted to see pictures of the equipment. And he said, that router is a cellular router, and those are cellular wireless phones. And he said, you know, if that's what they're going to, you know, Verizon is going to give out to everybody, he said, then what am I going to do? Because, you know, he works for Frontier and works on the phones and the phone lines and all that.
Absolutely.
And, so he's trying to get answers. He can't get any answers. But now they're telling me that I'm not going to be able to have my fax machine, that everything, they said, oh, fax machines are outdated now. Nobody's going to be using a fax.
But there's a ton of businesses that still rely on fax.
Yeah. And I said, you know, we have HEAP, which is a, you know, a state-run thing when people...
Yep. I'm very familiar with HEAP.
Yep. So, you know, that all comes through on fax. So she says, well, how are we going to, you know, what are we going to do? We got it. And they said, well, it's going to come through your email. And then... you have to scan it or something and do whatever
back.
You do. Yeah, and that's going to be, no, we're, and there's people that we deal with that we fax to because they have fax machines, and whether they don't have an email, I don't know. It's just made life real complicated now.
Absolutely.
And my question to you is, when, and of course I asked Tommy a lot of questions about, you know, about the fiber, and he said, you know, I'm really out on the road working on getting it into the customers, but not actually being on the inside and hooking it up and doing all that stuff.
Absolutely.
So he can't answer a lot of my questions that way, but I'm saying, is there any chance that the fiber optic is going to have anything to do with my phones where I can get away from this company?
Absolutely. So we do offer phone service as well. As far as on a business level, I know more about the residential because the business department is not the department that I do service. I can definitely get your information over to the business department especially, but they do handle phones. They do handle the internet. So yes, absolutely. And it is kind of similar to a VoIP where your phones are dependent upon the fiber. So it's not going to be your old school, like plug in the phone line into the little jack that you have. No, it would go through your modem.
Okay. So it'll be a wireless system also, but it's going to be through the fiber, not through cellular.
Exactly. So it would be through the fiber. So it would still be wired technically, because wireless would be what you have with the cellular, where it all it needs is the power cable. No, us, it goes through directly through the fiber. So you would plug in your phone jack into the back of the modem, and that's how you would connect your phone base if you have like wireless handheld systems for the house phone, as like a lot of people do, where they can just walk and talk throughout their homes. But in this case, you're also a business. So you would have those regular business phones that would connect into that. And the business department would definitely be able to explain a little bit more about that. They would have a lot more knowledge on it.
Okay. And would we still be able to keep our fax?
Absolutely. They would definitely be able to provide you with more information on the fax, because the fax technically runs off of a phone line.
Right.
That's how it works. So it would just be one line that would be mainly for a fax system.
Because they're doing all cellular, there isn't a cellular fax.
Yeah, probably. No. Right? I'm not familiar with whether or not there are cellular faxes as far as that goes. I mean, the fax machine would have to get connected to whatever's handling those phones. But as far as I know, if it's just individual phones that are completely wireless, where you're not connecting that phone to an output to where, you know, that phone would be connecting to somebody else, if it's wireless and cellular, then no, I would also not recommend that, as far as I know, with regards to a business, right. If I were to open a business, because then if you're relying on cellular, we also live in areas that are still very spotty with cellular, no matter how many people we have around here. I live in a dead zone. I live in Stanfordville, personally.
Okay.
So I know that my cell phone has many dead zones around Rhinebeck, especially when it comes to the Four Corners right there, where the mobile gas station is.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
For about a mile or two before that, going up 9G, absolutely, I have zero signal.
Oh.
Heading towards the bridge, I have zero signal.
That is exactly right. I know
so
exactly
So that's where my concern is
about.
With regards to cellular. So if you're running off of a cellular network, then that's where my concern is. Oh gosh, what if all of a sudden your cell signal goes down and then you can't hear your customer? I mean, that is super important, especially running a business such as yours. Because let's face it, everybody relies on oil for heat.
Yeah.
Everybody does.
Pretty much.
I mean, if we were in Massachusetts, I know a lot of people who use wood burning as their solution. But, I mean, here in New York.
There's propane also.
Oh, yes,
but
absolutely.
Other than that, it's one or the other.
But propane, even then, is, like, not extremely, like, everybody goes for oil because that's what's already installed in a lot of homes that are bought.
Right. What
I mean, I run off of own. Personally, I live on Bull's Head. So.
Oh, on Bull's Head? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've got two oil tanks downstairs in my basement that are feeding into the furnace.
Yeah.
My mother has one at her house in Millbrook. So I know exactly what it is to, you know, to be so reliant upon oil, because you know what? It's also a huge change when you decide to switch. I previously had an electric heated house. You want to know how much my bill was every month during the winter?
Oh,
over $2,000.
I
could not afford that. Nope.
Nope. That's for sure.
Electric absolutely.
Is not the way to go.
No, it definitely is not.
I'm just building a cabin now, not too far from my house in Rhinebeck. And I'm going with the gas heat only because there's no room to put a boiler.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to be a small gas furnace. And it's only, you know, it's only like 800, 900 square foot anyway. So
yeah, exactly. But, like I've got an 1,100 square foot home. I'm lucky I even have an unfinished business basement.
Yeah.
The spiders drive me nuts, though.
So getting back to that is people were trying to talk me into going with the mini splits, you know, a mini split with the heat pump, but they cost so much money, number one. And number two, it's all dependent on electricity. And I said, no, I'm not paying those freaking Central Hudson bills.
Oh, no, absolutely
anymore.
Not. Mm-mm.
So
that I completely understand.
I was going gas or oil one way or the other, but I'm not going for, you know, Central Hudson just keeps raising their prices.
Indeed, and I have noticed that a lot recently. I mean, my cousin also owns oil over in the Adirondacks, so
yeah,
I know all about the oil business and how dependent
yeah.
so many people are on it.
Yeah.
And even then, it can get pretty costly. So, of course, you want to find the best way to be able to remain communicating with your customers, especially during those emergency situations. I can't tell you how many times I've had the emergency of like, hey, my boiler's not working. It's got this error code. I mean, I had to have both sensors replaced, essentially, on the furnace.
Do you have a service contract with Daly?
I believe so, yes. I mean, they automatically take out every time that they come and do a delivery, but I only get delivery like twice a year. I don't use a lot.
Yeah.
It's just myself. Yeah. And now I've got one kid within the house, but I mean, it's nothing crazy. During the winter, I tend to use a lot more oil because I like my house warm.
But
as far as that goes, I mean, the important part is to, you know, you have email, you have communication via the website, because I know you also probably receive interest forms or requests for contacts. So that's always very important to have, especially with a business.
Yeah.
So let me go ahead and grab your information. I know how to spell your first name, but how do I spell your last name, please?
All right, it's WECKESSER.
Perfect. All right, and then what is the best phone number for you, please?
845-849-6781.
Okay, perfect. And then is there an email address you'd like us to reach out to you if we can't get a hold of you via phone?
You could always... Yeah, it's WECKS, WECKS, and then inspects, like an inspector inspects.
So plural.
At MSN.com.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, absolutely. So let me get that information over to the business department, especially if it's for the business. They'll have tons of information on how to get you best connected. They'll have tons of information on the phone lines and the fax, because those are also very important for a lot of businesses. So absolutely, I will send that over. And somebody, they're actually really great people within the department too. And they will definitely be able to speak with you with regards to pricing. They'll go over, you know, how many phone lines you might need based on what you currently have, and then also what your business might need as far as, you know, speed of your internet. Because, of course, there's different pricing for different packages. You know, we want you to have, you know, what's appropriate for your business. And I know for a fact that any oil company also gets tons of phone calls, especially with an area like ours that we service, you know? So I completely understand that.
Okay. All right. The girls are going to be mighty happy to hear this.
Oh, absolutely.
The girls in the office. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Because we have a lot of business solutions available, since that's why we have a business department, because we're not doing just residential. We're doing business as well. So we know that, you know, businesses rely so much upon the internet and phone that, you know, we want to be able to provide, you know, the appropriate business plans for those businesses, whether it's small or large. And you know, I mean, who wants to have a company that, you know, in your case, you're having these cellular phones and that's becoming problematic. We definitely don't want that for you. And we're local to the community. We're part of the community. So I think that's also a major impact, you know, like we're a business that's based here in Kingston. And I think that really impacts a lot of people too, with regards to that, because we're familiar with the areas.
Yeah.
We're familiar with the people within the community. And I find that that's very important.
Okay. All right, CJ, very nice speaking
Absolutely,
with you.
James. Thank you so much for speaking with me and asking the questions. And do you have any other questions that I might be able to jot down for the business department?
Nope. I think we'll I'll get the girls together when they do want to call, and we can be on like a conference call.
Absolutely. And, that'd be a perfect idea.
And get everything worked out.
Absolutely.
But first, I got to get Tommy to get his guys in here to get the freaking fiber into the house so we can get going.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, definitely. Yeah. That would definitely be a good first step. But the business department will also be able to look up the address and verify, you know, when the earliest installation can be as well. So they'll definitely go over that with you as well.
Okay.
All right.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Well, it's been a pleasure speaking with you, James. I'm going to send this over right now, and that way they can reach out to you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. And thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. I hope you have a wonderful weekend as well.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.